integrity, innovation.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: HH urges ZAM to reduce prices. Foreign presidential trips bearing fruit in Kandu. In international news, Gaza families voice struggles amid famine declaration. In sports news, Avram Grant to make squad next week for Morocco World Cup qualifier. With the news in details, my name is Darlington Mukoka. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, to reduce the prices of their goods and services following the stability in the market fundamentals, such as the drop in inflation, gain in the kwacha values, and reduction in fuel prices. Speaking during an interview, the president has expressed concern over the manufacturer's delay to reduce the prices of goods and services even when fuel prices drop. He says that there is need for ZAM to look into the issue of reducing prices following the downward changes in market fundamentals. President Hichilema says government is keen to procure goods and services from local manufacturers, hence the need for them to maintain right prices, produce quality goods, and deliver them at the right time. The president further calls for collaborative efforts with ZAM to continue reducing inflation, noting everything being equal, the country will achieve a single-digit inflation by December this year. Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, says the foreign trips which President Hakainde Hichilema has undertaken have started bearing fruits in the country. Nkandu said this during a joint signing ceremony between his ministry and Jiangsu Fang, a Chinese energy company that intends to construct a 20-megawatt solar plant at Heroes Stadium in Lusaka and Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Ndola. He says all the trips that President has made so far are absolutely necessary as they are benefiting the country. He further explains that foreign trips have resulted in the signing of multiple memorandum of understanding, job creation, infrastructure development, trade, financing of capital projects, as well as attracting foreign direct investments. The Lusaka Subordinate Court has convicted and sentenced Shefu Beauty Musonda, a former Minister of Agriculture, employee, to 12-month single imprisonment for uttering a false document and 18-month single imprisonment for obtaining pecuniary advantage by false pretense. Facts before the court are that in March last year, the Anti-Corruption Commission arrested Musonda on one count of uttering a false document and one count of obtaining pecuniary advantage by false pretenses, contrary to Section 352 and 309 of the Penal Code, Cap 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Investigations in the first count reveal that between 1st January 2011 and 31st December 2011 in Lusaka, Musonda knowingly and fraudulently uttered the false certificate in secretarial and office management to the Ministry of Agriculture. Investigations in the second count reveal that between 1st October 2011 and 31st March 2024, Musonda dishonestly obtained 54,547,911 Ngwe Kwacha for herself while employed at the Ministry of Agriculture. On the protest that the proposed a certificate in Secretarial Office Management from the Evelyn Horn College Management Board when in fact not. Presiding over the matter, Lusaka Magistrate Trevor Kasanda has since convicted and sentenced her to 30 concurrent months simple imprisonment for both charges to run from the date of judgment, 21st August 2025. Still in local news, economist Kelvin Chisanga says that the Food Reserve Agency FRA maize buying program has become both a lifeline and a liability in Zambia's agricultural economy. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Chisanga notes that it has provided small-scale farmers with a ready market and income stability, and when they procure excessive volumes, it drives up government spendings. Chisanga adds that the real act for government lies in protecting farmers without destabilizing food markets. He has stated that farmer support should be channeled through productivity enhancing measures like input support and crop diversification. Meanwhile, Dr. Oliver Bulaya says that FRA participating in the marketing of maize and overcrops is very essential in Zambia. Dr. Oliver adds that FRA is currently the biggest participator, and this participation has been impactful as it motivated farmers to participate in the agricultural activities and empowers them economically. Minister of Health Elijah Muchima says government through his ministry has successfully contained the earlier reported disease outbreaks. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Muchima says the recent disease outbreaks reported in the country have been effectively contained and measures have been put in place to safeguard public health. Says the number of pox cases that were recorded earlier this year have drastically reduced while cholera has been completely contained. The ministers further disclosed that cases of meningitis have also been contained, and the ministry is working to put in place measures to mitigate future occurrences. Finally, in local news, Copperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has commissioned over 30 Constituency Development Fund CDF projects in Kalulushi District. Mwanza states that the projects span from 2022 to 2025 with a total investment exceeding 30 million kwacha. That he has expressed the government's satisfaction with the impact of CDF in the province. Particularly because the development is community driven. Mwanza has however called for legal action against CDF loan supporters, emphasizing that stability must be upheld regardless of political affiliations. Kalulushi Mayor Daudi Siamama notes that the district has completed the majority of its CDF projects with only a few remaining. Meanwhile, Kalulushi District Commissioner Joseph Piri has highlighted the visible progress of CDF in the district, citing the completion of numerous maternity wings, classroom blocks, and water reticulation systems. Piri adds that the positive outcome of CDF are a testament to the ruling party's effective decentralization agenda. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keep the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV 3. Your soapies, sorted. Your football, live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of